live to be 256 years old from How to Make Your Thoughts Disappear. There was a Chinese herbalist by the name of Li Qingyun who supposedly lived to over 256 years old, though this is not actually confirmed. Some records seem to indicate that he lived to 197 years old. Either way you look at it, it's a pretty long run. But I read something that he was supposedly to have said just before he died about his key to living such a long life was. And he said to keep a quiet heart, sit like a tortoise, walk sprightly like a pigeon, and sleep like a dog. To understand more of this, it's important to get a grasp of the Oriental culture and lifestyle. Keep in mind, I'm setting you up right now for your wax on, wax off process. Let's break up some of what Yun might have meant by this statement. First was to keep a quiet heart. In this book, you may note that I refer to it as being a still heart or still of heart. Keeping a quiet heart helps promote emotional health. What does it mean to keep a quiet heart from the perspective of acupuncture and Oriental medicine? The energy of the cardiovascular system is related to the element of fire, and fires can burn out of control just as emotions can. Unchecked emotions and stress directly affect the heart. Common signs relating to disharmony of the heart include palpitations, insomnia, and general anxiety. And I've already shared some of this with you, as you recall, from the previous chapters. When the heart is in balance, joy is the natural state, and intimate relationships grow and strengthen with ease. A person with a balanced, quiet heart can live a longer life than those whose heart is in a state of disharmony. Keep a quiet heart, sit like a tortoise, walk sprightly like a pigeon, and sleep like a dog. So let's continue on this. Now, here's a simple concept that will help you become motivated to learn and master the principles in this book. Now, keep in mind, you already often focus on what you value or claim to be important to you. If you haven't placed at least a very high value on your health, you'll walk away from this book and give up all too easily. Just because somebody says their health is important to them doesn't mean their actions reflect that value. Most adults in our society understand the concept of avoiding whatever might injure their health, but actually living a life in which we eat all the best foods, engage in all the best activities, and follow the instructions of our health professionals is very difficult because other priorities frequently get in our way. Several things fuel me to be passionate about this material. I love controlling my mind as much as I possibly can. I like to play games with it instead of allowing it to play games with me. And second, I appreciate the possession of amazingly good health. I'm very blessed to be extremely healthy. I do, however, know it has been good as a result of my choices with regards to what and how I eat or how I respond to stressors in my life. I've learned to keep a quiet heart. Each year or so, I have to get a flight physical to maintain my pilot's license. And I recall two comments from the medical staff on two different occasions. Once, the nurse took my vitals, and after doing that, she asked, "While I was checking your heartbeat, you slowed it down, didn't you?" And I smiled. I'm often able to lower my heart to beat to the low 50s or less. It comes from having a quiet heart. On another occasion, after the doctor took my blood pressure, he said that I have the blood pressure of a teenager. Now, this isn't by chance or even by genetics. I see the value, as you do, in having great health. It doesn't only come from eating the right foods and exercising regularly. It comes from learning how to keep a quiet heart. In our next chapter, I'll share with you ways that we've programmed ourselves not to keep a quiet heart. And if you're not aware of how this happens and how you can improve your health, then that task will be more difficult for you, not to mention you won't be starting from a position of alignment, being able to make your thoughts disappear. Lessons from a tortoise that reduce stress and improve awareness. Meditation is of primary importance to health and longevity. Sitting and meditating as a daily practice is effectively sitting like a tortoise. A quiet yet active practice, meditation requires mental stamina and strong willpower and cultivates self-awareness. Now, by sitting for daily meditation practice, you can better let go of your fears. You can accept the inevitable changes which occur internally as you age and also accept changes in the outside world. The acceptance you gain through meditation includes the acceptance of your own mortality. The kidneys are associated with willpower, and especially with the emotion of fear. Through meditation, you can cultivate the willpower required to sit still and also develop the personal strength of will necessary to confront the ceaseless thoughts and emotions of the mind. And recently, I read an article about the habits of successful people. It mentioned that Oprah Winfrey is a big proponent of quiet time. I'm also a firm believer of this. This lesson was taught to me in a specific season in my life like no other. As of the writing of this book, I have been in hotels for over 3 years all over the world, each and every day. I have never in my life been by myself so much. There is no question that in the last 3 years, I've been by myself more than any other time of my life. The lessons that I have learned in that experience have been priceless. I also performed nearly 600 full presentations in this very short time, as I previously mentioned. The stress level associated with traveling so much, mostly alone, and living in hotels is out of sight. I refused to give up, so I had to master the ability to reduce my stress and increase my mental awareness, yet not slow down, and all the while stay focused. I often force myself twice a day to just sit down, close my eyes, and do nothing. I'll discuss more about this as we continue. When was the last time you made it a regular daily habit to simply sit in total quiet and do nothing, absolutely nothing? Doing it especially because you choose to do it, not because you think you have to due to the stresses of life. You'll be shocked at the benefits of doing this regularly just twice a day for 5 minutes each time. People run themselves so ragged and keep their lives so hectic that they can't give themselves 5 minutes of quiet time, of me time. If you value your good health and you really want to slow things down in your life, this practice is a must. Not only does it help me manage stress, but it also helps me keep a quiet heart. I recall one day on my travels, I was pulling into a parking lot to get some groceries. A lady was pulling out of her parking space while her husband was with her. Now, because the parking lot was so small and I was pulling in the same lane from the opposite direction, I gave her more than enough room to leave the parking spot, but I was on the left side of the narrow, not on the right side because of such a tight space. Her husband didn't seem to like that, and what did he do? As they drove by, he rolled down his window and threw hot coffee against my car. I was able to remain still of heart. Not a change in heartbeat, not a foul word, no negative emotion. But I worried about his peace of mind at being so angry over such a small incident. Stop and think about how often you or someone you know loses emotional control in just one day. Imagine the unnecessary stress this puts on the body and the mind. Have you stopped to take the time to personally define for yourself what emotional control really is? For me, when I'm experiencing negative feelings or emotions, I'm not keeping a quiet heart. I say negative because I'm okay at not having a quiet heart for fun or exciting positive things. That promotes endorphins and many other positive internal responses. Walking sprightly like a pigeon helps to increase vitality. What does it mean to walk sprightly like a pigeon? The sprighted strut of a pigeon gives the impression of vitality, confidence, and overall awareness. The pigeon is very aware of its environment and is ready to move or fly at a moment's notice. The sprightly quality of the pigeon's mobility represents the energy of the liver organ system. The force a seed needs to sprout and break through the ground as it grows in the spring is a great analogy of the energy of the liver system, as every spring brings about new growth and new life. From the perspective of acupuncture and oriental medicine, you need a healthy liver system for greater vitality. It is believed that any situation that constrains or frustrates a person will consequently injure the person's liver. In order for an aging person to remain healthy and creative, the body and mind must continue to be active. You must engage in new activities so that creativity and curiosity can flow freely and easily as you move through life. Many people aren't even aware that they're not aware of what is good for them. It's my goal to dramatically increase your awareness by the time you finish this book. I do believe you'll experience a level of awareness you've never considered before. You won't be able to make your thoughts disappear if you don't experience the benefits of doing it at least once. Release worries and restore energy by sleeping like a dog. What does it mean to sleep like a dog? A dog falls asleep easy and falls very deeply, awakening fully restored. Regular restorative sleep is a key to feeling young, healthy, and vital. In order to sleep deeply and easily like a dog, the body and mind must willingly power down. When you master much of what I share with you, you'll be able to control when you want to power down. It can be very challenging in today's busy world to let go of your daily worries and concerns in order to sink into deep, restorative sleep. If your sleep is peaceful and you awaken feeling refreshed, this indicates your heart is balanced, your kidneys are strong, and your liver energy flows freely. The more nights you have during which you sleep like a dog, the younger you will look and feel. A healthy mind and body need not decline with age. Prevention of age-related cognitive and physical issues involves safeguarding the yin-yang and the jing, the adrenalines, the hormone balance, and genetic endowments throughout your lifespan by maintaining a healthy diet, an active lifestyle, avoiding toxins, keeping harmony with your environment and in your relationships, and maintaining even balance of activity and rest. As brought to your attention in this chapter, the benefits of a good night's sleep are priceless. My goal is to get you to sleep like a dog, or even better, like a pampered baby. It's now time to begin more of the wax on, wax off process. So here we go.
This concludes this chapter of How to Make Your Thoughts Disappear by Gary Cox.